gentlemen. I'm Melody Cedarstrom, and you're listening to Financial Survival. My co-host today, it's a little bit of a change today. We have Butch Paul, Pastor Butch Paul, with us today instead of Mike Allen. He'll be joining us later in the week. But we're still going to bring you our opinion and commentary on today's economic and political events. And it is Monday, June 17th, 2019. Well, hello, Butch.
Hello there, Melody. Aren't you glad people are just waiting with bated breath to hear our opinion?
Yes, I am so happy. I think we have a listener or two.
Yeah, probably so. You probably like me, you got at least three across country. But you know, it's kind of humbling to realize people do listen to what we have to say, and I hope pay attention to it, because we try to deliver to them the facts and the news and in a way that will benefit them in some way. So I think they do appreciate it. Obviously, they wouldn't be there. But I will never do anything intentionally to mislead anybody. I know you wouldn't either, so that's what we're here for, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I know there was a, well, I don't know if we're going to talk about it on today's program, maybe, you know, later on, but about another radio show host who kind of went off, was a little bit angry, I would say. I listened to the video, and I was, anyway, I think you know what I'm referencing. And but there was an interesting comment, is what I found important. But we'll talk about this here a little bit. Maybe
the next program Tuesday or something.
Let's go. Yeah, we could do that. Let's get to the market report today. A little pressure on gold, not much. 170 to the downside, still holding 1340. Silver is down 3 pennies today at 1492. Platinum was down $9 at 798. Palladium was down 12 at 1461. The USDX today was trading not a whole lot of change at 97.55, holding that level. Crude oil was down 58 cents at 51.93. And the paper markets today, let me get to that screen.
By the way, Melody, does it surprise you that crude oil hasn't went up in price with all the problems in the Gulf? I mean, doesn't that kind of surprise you a little bit?
It tells me just how little demand there is for it. Because
that,
you're right.
That's true,
And nobody's buying into this Iranian deal. I think everybody knows it is in Iran. So there's no concerns about oil. So we're really not sure. They hit oil hard, before this all happened with the oil tankers and so forth. So, yeah, but you know what? The stock markets are just living in a world where it doesn't seem to matter what is going on. It's and that's the algorithms. You know, they've taken all emotion out of everything, but that's just as frightening, because when things do begin to tumble down, you've got these numbers plugged in and there's nothing that can stop it. You know, it'll go down way faster than these stock markets ever went up. And I saw a quote today. I don't know if I have that here to talk about, but President Trump, let's see if I have it here, said that if he's not reelected, he warns of an epic stock market crash if he's not reelected.
And but Biden is going to cure cancer.
Well, I guarantee they already have a cure for cancer. But
well,
I mean,
that's
another story, you know. And they certainly could give us more programs. But I guess he makes his announcement tomorrow. But he told his 61 million Twitter followers on Saturday there will be a market crash, the likes of which has not been seen before. We're going to have it anyway. But Trump officially starts his 2020 campaign tomorrow with a rally in Orlando. It appears to be road testing some of the themes he'll be touching on in the next 18 months, including stoking fear of his market meltdown. He says Tuesday will be a big crowd, big day. And, of course, the president has claimed several times this year and as recently as Friday in a Fox and Friends interview that the U.S. stock market would be 5 to 10,000 points higher if the Federal Reserve hadn't raised rates 4 times. And he also tweeted in February that the opposition party won in 2016, stock market would be down by 10,000 points. Well, that's where it was, so it's not much difference. So anyway, the Dow has posted 71 record high closes in 2017, starting within a week of Trump's inauguration, another 15 in 2018. Of course, that was helped by the passage of a Republican tax bill. And of course, can't let out all those multinational corporations buying back their shares. That's what's really keeping the stock market higher, but nobody wants to know. Nobody really cares about why the stock market it goes up. They just want it to go up forever and ever and ever. You know, we live in this new world. I remember they said the same things back in the late 90s prior to the dot-com bust. That's what everybody was saying. This is a new paradigm. This is going to go up forever. The Dow was up 22 points, though, 26,112. The NASDAQ was up 48, 7,845. The S&P is up 2, 2,889. I don't know, Butch. There was a report out today. It was this is a very key manufacturing number. And it saw its biggest 1 month decline in 18 years.
This is
the Empire State Manufacturing Index, and that measures the activity in the New York area, and that fell to -8.6 in June from 17.8 in May. And this is the biggest slide in the series. And so again, it's amid growing concerns and worries about the state of the broader U.S. economy. Let's see if there's any other interesting things in there. It was well below Wall Street expectations, of course. In all, 22% of respondents reported that conditions had improved since May, while 30% said conditions worsened. This is according to the index, and which is compiled by the New York Federal Reserve. And this is the lowest reading and first negative print since October of 2016. let's see. Net new orders collapsed 22 points to -12, while shipments declined 7 points. The employment also looked bleak. It's the first negative print in more than 2 years. The average work week also declined to -2.2, while the prices paid component was little changed. Let's see if there's businesses are also pessimistic about the road ahead. The capital expenditures index, a measure of where businesses plan on investing in new equipment and plants, that tumbled 16 points to 10.5, while the technology spending index slumped 10 points to 12.8. So again, a lot of that new equipment and plants and all this new technology spending was all done after the tax reform. And that's why we saw such a hefty first quarter last year, and we saw a decent GDP throughout the year. And so you're not going to see these numbers this year. So that's what I believe. And, of course, unless they come out and lie anyway, distort things and change the equations to which, things are reported.
Well, you know, with Trump, of course, he's been announcing he's going to run again tomorrow, and with thought, I'll share that more at the minute. But if things would take a downturn, that would definitely just about spell doom for Trump, because the only thing that's kept him going so far, basically, is the market's up and people think things are better. So if that would take a downturn any time within the next year or so, that could make a big hurt on him come 2020 election. For sure.
Well, you know what? I don't know.
Well, you know,
I don't know anymore.
And I don't know if elections are even rigged or not anymore. I'll be quite honest with you, folks. I'm just telling the way I see it and feel it. I don't know if they even matter. But Biden, Sanders, Warren, and Harris are all ahead of him in the polls, supposedly. And Buck guy even raised $7 million this past month to run for office. So it's really a sad situation. But they said that at the Amway Center, where he's going to meet tomorrow, they generally hold 20,000. They've had ticket requests for 100,000 people. And some of them are already there 40 hours in advance. So I don't know what's going to happen with that. I really don't know. I just know that this is going to be a nasty campaign, I do believe. Really nasty.
Well,
probably the worst we've ever seen.
It's going to be... Yeah, it's going to be nasty. And the thing of it is, what concerns me is... I don't know. It's not going to take a lot to, I mean, as far as the numbers are concerned, I don't know if he could. He doesn't have a big built-in. What do you want to call it?
Cushion.
Cushion. But the thing of it is, if you look at all these Democrats that are running, it's like, are you kidding me? I mean, he'll mop them up.
You would think.
I don't think any of them can stand against him.
You would think, if you trust the polls, like I said, four ahead of him. And I don't trust polls. I don't trust anything to do with politics anymore, to tell you the truth. But I don't trust the poll. But it's couldn't that four of them ahead of him? And only time will tell, like it always does. Eventually, it's going to come out, obviously. And I'm the more I study him about the way voting is done anymore, I don't know if the votes are even really mattered. Maybe this in 2016, so many people supported Trump that couldn't rig it for Hillary. Who knows, Melody? This is way out of our pay grade to figure this out, because how do you not keep an eye on 50 states voting and make sure they're all counted accurately and right?
Well, that's true, and that's why, you know, everything, there should be computers, it should be all paper, blah, 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 blah,
blah.
There's a lot of things.
There's
a lot. Yep, and hand counted. So there are things that they can do, and it would actually employ people, you know, and so forth and
sure.
Whatnot. But on the other hand, it is, I don't know. It's going to be interesting, but it's also going to be, it's going to be sickening. We're going to get so tired.
Yes. I'm already tired of it.
I'm already tired of listening to these people, and, you know, they have the Democratic debate, next week sometime, the 26th, 27th, or something like that. It's held for 2 days, and it's just disgusting to hear what these people talk about. And I heard a couple of comments from Biden, and he's talking about we need to bring this country back. Back from what? Away from us? They look at conservative Christians. I'm not even talking about Republicans. They look at conservative Christians like we're a beast, like we're some kind of low level scum, like we're bad people.
They do.
And I'm thinking to myself, how can they call God loving people scum?
And
that goes to show you where they're at.
Of course, and it goes to show where the nation's tending. I mean, and trending today. I mean, how many people are blocked off YouTube because they took a stand for Christian values? I mean, it's just the way it is. And not just YouTube, but every other mainline communication network today is cutting off conservative Christian ideas and thoughts and speeches. I'm still on YouTube, and to tell you the truth, I'm surprised I am. It won't last forever, I'm sure, because you know what I preach and what I teach, and it's Bible, and I'm not backing down on it. And so I'm surprised it's still there. I was just reading today that in New York City, and I can't remember what segment of town, Queens or Bronx, whatever, they say it's now a Muslim community in the neighborhood. They worship five times a day and pray it over loudspeakers. People were fussing about that, and the cops said, we're not going to bow them in their services. If Christians would do the same thing, they would be getting in trouble for that, for disturbing the peace. This is where we're heading in America. We're not heading. We're already there. There's going to be a split to the point of bloodshed, and I know it's coming. I'm not a prophet, but I know it's going to be here. Eventually, it's going to come. And there's nothing we really do to stop it, except try to warn people, but the masses aren't going to hear us. But you're right. The Christians in this country that will not compromise their principles and convictions are going to have a rough road ahead in this country. No doubt about it.
And it just amazes me when you hear these. And I do listen to all stations. That's the only way you can really form opinions. You just can't listen to one side that tells you everything you want to hear and supports your belief. You got to listen to both, because you know what? They both shell out propaganda. They both do. So you do have to listen to everything. And but when you do listen to some of these other, you know what they're going to talk about, but they're so bitter. They're so angry.
Yes.
They're so hateful. And nobody talks about the country. Nobody talks about it's the people. And I had a nice discussion this weekend, and it was, and it's like they have truly divided us. They truly, it is them versus us. And it's all by design. It just doesn't happen.
Of course it's by design. It's called divide and conquer.
It's to divide and conquer. So you see these various situations, crises, whatever you want to call it. You don't let one go wasted. You use it to your benefit. It doesn't matter how much time it takes. But it isn't going – people talk about a revolution. It's not a revolution against the government. It's going to be people. It's them versus us. They've changed that. People don't get angry at the government anymore. Nobody thinks that the government is too big anymore. Nobody talks about all the waste and abuse coming from Washington, D.C. They brought it down. No, they don't want to get in trouble. So they brought it down and they divided us. And it's us against, and it shouldn't be. It should be, we should be all one, regardless of what our beliefs are. Because we live in this country, and it should be about this country. That's what we should all be patriots.
And
Kennedy is right. It's not what your country can do for you, but this is what they've given us. This is the carrot they dangled. This is what the politicians, how they've gotten wealthy and rich beyond their means.
Well, why do you think they brought in such a multicultural society? Rome tried it. Greece tried it. It crumbled from the inside out. Multicultures cannot peacefully coexist for long because they're multicultures. They're different. And one culture has to lead.
They're not required to become citizens.
No, they're not.
Have... The immigration, when Irishmen and Italians, they wanted to be Americans.
That's right. And they had a common ground in that they believed.
There was a common goal. Yes. So, yes. And there was wars. There was wars between the Irish and the, whoevers and whatevers. There was little, their various groups. They didn't get along in between themselves, but they got along as a country. They wanted to be Americans, and that was what was important. Now, I don't know if that's all correct, but what is correct is we're heading into a break. We'll be right back. Please stay tuned.
There's no turning back. Even while we sleep, we will find you acting on your best behavior. Turn your back on Mother Nature. Everybody wants to rule the world.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it. Nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSE Talk Radio. talkradio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together, working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
Financial Survival, brought to you by Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Make sure you visit our website at dgscoins.com, dgscoins.com, and make sure you sign up for a weekly newsletter, which I just want to finish up here before we move on.
And by the way, that is an excellent newsletter, folks. Excellent newsletter. Go ahead.
Well, thank you. But we put in Doug Nolan in there. Now, I can't have him on the radio because he's attached to one of my competitors, one that I've known for a very long time, and I never liked the way they pushed things, you know, back through, you know, heading up to Y2K. I mean, they're, you know, I just, but anyway, he writes exactly what is happening in this debt-based society globally. And he doesn't use any sensationalism. He doesn't sensationalize any of it. It's facts. It's numbers. And he's second. Bob Chapman's first. He's second. So, and he wrote in, you know, and this week was just a lot of numbers. He talks about the total non-financial debt. He talks about all types of how credit grew and all this. But he summarizes it in the last paragraph. And he talks about the bubble. And he talks about the global yield collapse. It's not so much in response to economic weakness and trade war risks. He says the global financial system is an accident in the making. China is an accident in the making. Markets are demanding, give us rate cuts and prepare for aggressive QE, quantitative easing, or we'll give you central bankers the type of vicious market dislocation you are not prepared to contend with. So truly, these bankers, these markets are truly holding these world economies hostage, the way I see it, because that's what it is. It's give us rate cuts. What is our Federal Reserve doing? And they're warning them. You're going to see these things go, these markets collapse globally, and you can't do a thing about it. You're not prepared. The Fed is faced with a Hobson choice of either stoking the bubble or waiting for incipient risk off and hoping it possesses the firepower to hold things together. Markets bet confidently that the Fed lacks the fortitude to wait. And we already seen that because they're talking about rate cuts, a couple of rate cuts this year, and they can't stand up to the markets. And that's where we're at. How can anybody feel confident of your retirement accounts, your pension plans? You know, I get the numbers. It's hard to backstream, to go against the stream, I guess. You know, when everybody else is sitting tight and it's looking pretty, as long as we vote for President Trump for the next election, you'll be fine. And so he's out there buying your vote. He's telling you, if you don't elect him, I think the market's going to crash anyway.
I do too.
He's even saying that because I'm not so sure he's going to be reelected.
I don't think he's as sure as he says he is either. I was just talking to my three sons yesterday that this is the first time they've been together here at all one time in my home, you know, for a while. We were going through some things about what I want to happen to the place when I'm going and what's to do with the gold and silver I bought and different things. And I explained to them why they should invest in gold and silver right now as much as they possibly can, because they're investing in 401ks and retirement for the state and for the, all that. And I said, boys, I'm telling you, maybe perhaps you'll get through this. But if something should happen that the dollar collapses, your paper will be worth less. Nothing, nothing, nothing you have in paper will be any good. Whether it's not, I have no idea. Because we've all put our hope for years, Melody, in what we believe is what we've been told. Social Security and stocks and different things and 401ks and IRAs. But when if the paper, the dollar collapses, the paper collapses, nothing on that paper will do you a bit of good, people. I'm telling you that Melody's here, so I'm telling you the truth. Get some hard assets in the way of some gold and silver. Yeah, storable food, perhaps. A Berkey water filter we offer through our ministry. But get some hard assets that if something should happen, you're not going to go down that hard. Now, Melody, that's just common. I mean, why do you keep a spare tire in the car? Because you want to have a flat? Of course not. But if you do, it's good to have a spare tire in it.
Certainly is.
I mean, this is
a lot bigger than those little wheels they have in there now.
Oh, I guarantee you, yes. Absolutely.
Now, that those little wheels that they have now in these new cars, that's like when people tell you to buy 5% gold, 10% gold. That's what you're holding. No, you want a whole tire. You want a real spare.
I agree. I totally agree. I do want to share a heartwarming story that real quick, because we've got a lot more bad news here to cover. And this really isn't all that good news, folks. It really isn't. But this is out of Orano, Minnesota. It says, in case after case, the Free Thought Project has reported on countless instances of police officers responding to welfare checks and killing or maiming the innocent recipients in the process. We've also reported on multiple instances of the American police state targeting elderly people who are unable to mow their grass. However, what makes this case out of Orano, Minnesota so unique is that this same scenario started just like the aforementioned ones, but thanks to Officer Matt Siletta, it ended in the exact opposite manner. With kindness instead of extortion and violence, the officer took time, right there in his full uniform, to mow the lady's grass. She was 79 years old, believe it was, or 76 years old, couldn't mow the grass. He mowed her grass for her, so she won't be fined for not having grass mowed. Folks, that's what a public servant is supposed to do. That's what police or cops used to do to help people. They weren't there just to fine and ticket and arrest. They were there to be servants. We've lost a lot of that idea, not only with the police, but with our so-called elected officials also. Now they're the bosses. But this one cop, bless his heart, Matt Siletta, so I think it's better pronounced right, Siletta, that's what it is, mowed the grass for this lady in Minnesota. Well, Melly, that is such a sweet gesture, is it not?
Yes, it is.
I mean, I just want to share that. I mean, the news is bad, but from time to time, a little ray of sunshine pops through, and it's good to have it. It is. And I guess you heard about the big pork problem, haven't you?
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
Well, the biggest animal disease outbreak we've ever had on the planet has already killed. Now, this is amazing. The biggest, and this take a second to read it. The biggest disease outbreak we've ever had on the planet has already killed millions, and there is no way to stop it. We have never seen an animal disease outbreak like this before, and it's rapidly getting worse.
What kind of animals?
We're going to get that. African swine fever, also referred to as pig Ebola, has already wiped out millions upon millions of pigs, and it's continuing to spread to even more countries. There's no vaccine and there's no cure, and so essentially we don't have any way to stop this disease. At this point, the only solution is to kill all the pigs wherever the virus is found and desperately hope that it doesn't spread anywhere else. But that approach clearly hasn't been working, and according to a recent Fox News report, this epidemic has now become the biggest animal disease outbreak we've ever had on the planet. Derek Pfeiffer said that, a veterinary epidemiologist at City University of Hong Kong and swine fever expert said it makes the foot and mouth disease and mad cow disease outbreaks pale in comparison to the damage that is being done, and we have no way to stop it from spreading. China is the epicenter for this outbreak and is also home to half all the pigs in the world. Actually, to be more accurate, I should say that it used to be half of all the pigs in the world. In a normal year, China slaughters approximately 700 million pigs. According to Robobank, that number will be down 30% this year due to the outbreak. Researchers at Robobank are estimating that this year China will suffer 30% loss in pork production as a result of ASF. To put that into perspective, that's 30% loss in production equivalent to Europe's entire annual pork supply and almost 30% larger than U.S. annual pork production. Now, folks, that is quite a hit on pork production. I do not eat pig. for that simple reason. The disease that they carry cannot always be cooked out of them. Now, you buy them out of store, you don't know what you're getting. If you're going to eat it, raise it yourself. But 210 million pigs have already been lost in China out of 700 million. So the virus can remain active in water for a month, in meat and blood at room temperature for several months, and for 6 years in cold, dark conditions. It's resistant to temperature extremes, which means you can't kill it by cooking it, and can survive a day in vinegar-strength acids. Now, that is kind of amazing, Bill. That's kind of scary, too, is it not? Are you still there? Did we lose Melody? Melody.
Hello.
There you
can
are.
You hear me?
Okay. Yeah, I can hear you.
It just goes to show how quick things can wipe something out.
Absolutely.
And how fragile our system is.
Well, I've always said
anymore.
This, but, people may not know this, but of course, swine in the Old Testament is forbidden to be eaten. I'm not saying sin today, but it was then. But you can't cook a lot of times the viruses and the parasites out of the pork. You just can't do it. And this one, for sure, you can cook it out. And if you're buying pork at a store and you don't know where it's coming from, I would be very cautious. If you're going to have it, raise your own or buy it from a local farmer that does raise it. But don't buy it out of a store, because this is a huge outbreak. What's going to lead to, I really don't know. But I would caution people to be careful when purchasing something like this, because it really could actually make a lot of people sick. Because hogs and human systems are a lot alike, Melody. I know people don't want to hear that, but our systems are a lot alike. Our physical makeup is a lot alike, is a lot like a hog. So just be careful is all I can say. Just a bit more information.
But it also equates to higher prices.
Of course it does. But here's some good news, too. Guess what? Venezuela's inflation finally dropped below 1 million percent.
I don't mean to laugh, but...
Well, they said it dropped down to 815.194%, according to opposition-run Congress. So that's down from 1.3% in April. The prices were up 906% in the first 5 months of the year. How do people even exist down there? 906% in the first 5 months of this year? How, Melody, how do people even buy a loaf of bread? How do the ones who are still there manage to make it?
I remember the stories out of Zimbabwe where people would go, the grandmothers would send the little children out to go pan for gold in the streams just so they could go buy bread. Yeah.
That is, I was showing it to my oldest son yesterday. And he said, that's all because of socialism. And I said, you're absolutely right. That's what it is. And it's coming to the U.S. How many Democrats right now?
It's not coming.
It's here. You're right. It's here. And how much worse is it going to get with the Democrats right now who are promising free education and free everything? I mean, come on. And the UBIs, all that. How many are promising that? How long can we last without the same thing happening to us?
You know what? I don't know. I mean, and we look at our debt, we look at the government spending. We talked about that last week, how much it is up since the fiscal year began, and where is this heading? And they're not going to start. They're going to start cutting back on funds. They're going to start going after the pension, the Social Security, and so forth. So, ladies and gentlemen, if you can retire, get it while you can. And who now you know they're going to adjust it anyway. So it truly is. It's changes are coming.
Oh, yes.
They're not going to do it by choice. They're not going to sit down and say, gee, let's take a look at this problem. And what can we do to see if we can fix it or make it better so we can improve and we can continue to, pay the Social Security and so forth. They're not going to do that. They're going to wait until the dang thing collapses.
Well, going along with what you're saying, this article I thought was interesting said, overtaxed. One third of Americans need a side hustle to make ends meet. Now, this is what you're saying is really true. Said, imagine a world in which you could keep every single penny that the fruits of your own labor produced. There will be a world without income taxation, making it much easier for the average American to get by. Instead, we live in a world where nothing goes untaxed. About one-third of Americans say that their expenses are so high that after the theft of federal government from their paychecks, they need a side hustle to make ends meet. According to Bankrate, side hustlers make $1,120 a month on average from their part-time work, up from $686 last year. But if Americans were given the right to no longer be stolen from and got to keep their own money, most wouldn't need a side hustle or part-time work to get by. Nearly half, 45% of U.S. workers earn additional income outside their primary career. A recent Bankrate survey found this includes 48% of millennials, the percentage of Generation Xers and baby boomers with a side hustle is slightly lower, coming in at 39% and 20% respectively. Now, Melody, I will make this comment. What is life made of? Is time not the essence of life? Every minute goes by. Is that part of our life? An hour, a day, a month, a year? Is that not our life's essence? Is time? Is that not true?
I guess so, yeah.
Well, yeah, I mean, when your time's up, right? Whether mm-hmm. it's 1 year or 100 years. So whenever you go to your job and you sell your time, which is part of your life, for whatever you agree to work for, to put food on the table and take care of yourself, that's all right, that's all godly, that's the right way to do it. But when you sell your life for that purpose, what right does any government have to say, I'm going to take part of your life and put it on what I want to put it on? You're going to do it that, but we're going to take 30% of your life that you put into this month to earn this money, we're going to take it somewhere else. Isn't that a bit of an overreach to tax your time and your life?
Well, of course.
So I don't know if people understand this or not, but time is, I mean, I'm 70 years old. I think about this. I mean, when I was 40, I thought I was getting old. That's been 30 years ago. I'm never making another 30 years. I'm probably going to make another 10 or 15 years maybe. Who knows? So all the time that I put in to work for the government, that they waste on all manner of programs and welfare bums, bothers me that they stole from my table that I earned with my time and my life to give somebody else that I don't agree with, especially property taxes to go to public schools I don't agree with. They steal from me every year just for my privilege to live in my home that I paid for. That is the worst kind of theft, is it not?
It is.
So there you go.
That's don't my get rant. Me
That's
going
my
on.
Rant for
don't
the hour.
Me, don't get me going on property taxes.
So this, but, I mean, people don't think about that sometimes because we're so busy trying to make a living. We don't think that they're actually cheating us out of our life. What we've earned in our life with the time we sold, with our part of our life that we sold for a salary, they're taking it.
But you know, Butch, it kind of goes back to what I said, and we're heading into a break, so I don't hear the music, but I see the time we're there. So we'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. Please stay tuned.
Take me back to school. I need to learn the golden rule. Won't you lay it on the line? I need to hear it just one more time. Oh, won't you tell me again? Oh, can you feel it? Oh, won't you tell me again tonight? Each and every
food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today. Day, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Survival brought to you by Discount Gold and Silver Trading. Well, you know, China and President Xi, China said President Xi Jinping is going to make his first state visit to North Korea this week. And this is a trip seen as bolstering Beijing's bargaining position, of course, ahead of a possible summit with the U.S. The two-day visit, it begins on Thursday, would be the first by a Chinese leader to its neighbor and communist ally. Get that, ladies and gentlemen? Communist! We all forget China. It's a communism country in 14 years. And, of course, this was released today. And, of course, we know that this trip is falling just ahead of the G20 meeting in Japan next week. And so Mr. Xi and President Trump was going to attend this G20 meeting. And by scheduling a summit with the North Korea leader, Kim Jong-un, before a potential sit-down with Trump, the Chinese leader appears to be highlighting China's influence with North Korea, and of course is a vital role Beijing could play in pressuring Pyongyang to eliminate its nuclear programs. And so it's kind of interesting, the new bedfellows that we see arising up around the world and different positions being taken, and everyone seems to be picking sides, and, you know, we'll see. And it kind of, I don't know, Butch, you know, we've heard for years, and I know it's propaganda, we heard for years just how bad North Korea is. Of course, we've seen the things that, Kim Jong-un has done, what his father has done, and so forth, and they're not nice people at all. And but then I saw a clip with President Bush saying, President Trump saying, you know, I trust him. He's going to do all right. I trust what he says. So does Trump know something we don't, or is Trump being Trump? You know?
I don't know. That's a good point. Good question.
You know, I mean, is it impossible to even think that North Korea would totally denuclearize? So the next best situation is just be friends with him so he doesn't get mad at you. And it's just like Iran. I mean, it's 10 days before they have their... I saw an article where it's just going to be 10 days before they have their stockpile, uranium stockpile needed.
That's right. That's right.
That's right. So 10 days isn't that far away.
Well, you know, the... problem in the Gulf with the tankers has not produced as much anger as they hoped it would, especially among the American people. A lot of the ones I've heard talking are saying this is another false flag, and I tend to agree with it. So, I don't know. Maybe Iran feels like maybe it can, you know, just thumb its nose at us now a little bit because of no one really cares what's going on. I do not believe Iran did that. I do not believe that. But that doesn't mean that they may not look at it and say, well, we can buy more stuff now. I don't know, Melody. This scenario in the Middle East and the Gulf and Korea and all the world and Hong Kong with the men's rioting there, this world is like a steaming pot, boiling pot on the stove with no way to let steam out. It's going to have to give sooner or later. It can't go on like that forever. Something's got to give.
When are we supposed to hear about the Mideast peace plan?
Exactly. I like that's interesting. I like to hear about that too. But you know, but while all that's going on, we're still seeing things like you saw this, I'm sure. Argentina, Uruguay, all lost all their power.
They did
a couple of days ago, and it even affected the other places around there. You know, in around the surrounding nations around there, it actually hurt several of them. But Brazil was hit. Paraguay was also hit. Did they ever find out what caused that? So far, I've been able to find anything about what caused that, what happened. But that's huge. Two whole nations to lose their power supply. If that happened in America and the computers went down and nothing was really saying all wasn't saved, oh my gosh, what a mess.
How would they
get back on track again?
Tens of millions of people in the dark.
42 million, I think they said it was.
Uruguay, yes. Paraguay. And, of course, this is, I think, what they're talking about. It's all hacking. That their systems were hacked in.
Who and why? I mean, I'd just like to know who and why would do that. What did they gain? But, again, bring it home, folks. If it can happen there, it can happen.
Control. I mean, it's just a matter of control and, you know, disruption. I mean, that's what hackers do. They're challenged by what they can hack into. So if you can hack into a grid, it was down for 14 hours. But what's funny is these energy officials says, well, we're not going to be able to find out for 10 to 15 days what happened.
Well, you know, that's right. That's what they said. No one's even got a clue, have they?
No. But I mean, how hard is it to know that, if it was hacking or not? They know. And they're just, yeah. They just have to, they have to come up with the same excuse.
And America's grid is very vulnerable. We know that. And if this would happen, let's say this happened to the eastern side of the country, or even the western side, either one, but eastern side especially, went off for 14 hours in 25 states. What kind of damage would that do?
Yeah.
I mean, people think about this. We're not waiting for it to happen. It's already happened to two nations and touched two or three more. So please don't think, well, it ain't going to happen here. It is going to happen here. But on the bright side, Melody, Colorado hit its first $1 billion in marijuana state revenue.
Oh, isn't that nifty?
They got almost 3,000 licensed marijuana businesses, and over 41,000 people work for the marijuana industry. And so they did over $1 billion this year's on state revenue. So. I guess if that don't make them high enough, they always get smoked a little weed, get a little higher, I guess. But anyway, there you go. So I thought that was interesting. And I'm not against CBD oil. I'm not against hemp oil. That I'm not saying that. This is marijuana. This is not even for medicinal purposes. This is the smoke and get high on.
Recreational usage.
There is a difference between the two. You agree?
I mean, there is. And again, to me... it's just a sign of decaying society.
Of course it is.
And it is a way to, it's just so wrong. But it's just like anything else, Butch. There's no boundaries. You can do anything if it feels good. There's no accountability for your actions. You know, they've taken all incentives away from most everybody. It takes away their initiative. It's just,
it is what it is. It's a nation decaying from inside out.
Yeah.
That's just the way it is. I mean, I never was really a professional timber cutter, but I have worked around a number long enough to know. A lot of times you look at the outside of a tree and it looks like a beautiful straight poplar tree. You cut into it and there's a string of rot all the way to the top of it, and it ruins a whole tree basically. That's what America is. It may look somewhat sound on the outside, but it's rotting from inside out. And every great civilization, especially every empire, Rome and Greece and even Germany, rotted from the inside out. And that's what's happened to America.
Yeah.
We are rotting from the inside out. And when the tree falls, you may not know, it looks like it looks healthy, but it ends up falling across your house one day and you see the rot inside it. Well, that's what's happened to America. We're decaying morally. We're decaying so quickly. I just heard the news this morning. Oh gosh, what's your name? The blonde singer.
Which one?
I don't know. She sang
the
country
blonde,
and pop
the blonde
both.
One.
Yeah, country and pop. I can't remember her name. I never listened to her, but she came up with a new song, "Just Relax" or something like that, because it, you know, it shows homosexuals dancing around in a trailer park and the other side with their signs up, and she's saying "Just relax." You know, just what is her name? Anyway, I should know it, but anyway, just that's a sign of total decay. This is in front
old?
Of children, in front of millions of people, and just relax. Let it happen. Don't let it bother you.
Is she old?
No, she's young.
Katy Perry?
No. About the same age, I'd say. But she's a blonde, and I'm trying to remember. Slender blonde. I can't remember her name.
Oh, that one!
Like, that one, yeah. I mean, but anyway, I'll think of a minute. But I don't pay enough attention to modern music to really care about that, but just it shows the decay and the amount of decay in this country of what's happened in our nation, and it's just the way it is. What is her name? I bet Todd would know if you ask him. But anyway, I cannot think of the name. But when I saw that, heard that being talked about, and heard some of the words, I thought, my God in heaven, how long before you say enough is enough?
Okay.
A heathen people, an immoral people, cannot remain free. You know that. It can't happen. And this next article kind of proves that. Catherine Rice introduced a bill, H.R. 3374, into the House. It's called the TAPS Act, T-A-P-S Act. And they want to install breathalyzers in every car by 2029. Before you can drive your car, you have to do a breathalyzer check in your car before the ignition interlock will let you open or start your car. This is known as the End Drunk Driving Act. Now, this is actually being right now. It's right now. H.R. 3374 will make you all guilty until you prove you're not. There you go. An immoral people cannot remain free.
You know, here we were talking about, I talked a little bit about this before, how Comcast wants to, you know, do so much control, and here they've launched an eye control for the TV, aid for the physically disabled viewers. And, you know, you can think, well, you know, that might be, you know, physical, if you're physically disabled and you can't, you know, move your hands to where you can, you know, you'll be able to navigate the television by only using your eyes.
Yep.
The Xfinity X1 Eye Control is a web-based remote for tablets and computers that pairs with an existing eye gaze system and allows viewers with a single glance to change the channel, access the DVR, or search for programs. The free, of course it's free, service addresses a sizable population of TV viewers. According to Comcast, more than 48 million people in the United States have physical or mobility disabilities.
Wow.
And every day, about 15 people are newly diagnosed with ALS or Lou Gehrig's disease. So, you know, the Comcast VP Accessibility, Tom Lodkowski, said that changing the channel on a TV is something most of us take for granted, but until now it was a near impossible task for millions, and they're hoping that they can make a real difference in the lives of their customers. It uses a web page remote control that works seamlessly with existing eye gaze hardware and software, sip and puff switches, and other assistive technologies. We are pleased, see how Comcast continues to make their products and solutions accessible. And, you know, again, if I'm in a wheelchair
Taylor Swift. Just come to me.
Okay.
I'm sorry. Taylor Swift. There you go. Got it. Okay.
And, I mean, if you're handicapped and you don't have the ability to change a channel, and it's a wonderful thing.
Yes, it is.
And unfortunately, we know how corrupt these businesses are, and we know, you know, what they tend to do with it as they go down. You know, 10 years from now, everybody will want one. It's not much different than an implant, I would think. And I don't know what they have to do in order to, I don't know if they have to do something to your eye or something.
Well, we have Samsung and LG saying already that they can hear what you're saying in your home. Now, folks, you can look it up yourself. It's already
spooky. They've been doing that for a long time.
Absolutely. And now they have children's robots that you put in the room, and they can record what the children are saying and keep it, folks, this is the beast system coming into play. This is the mark of the beast technology that's coming into play that will control the whole world. Satan can't be everywhere at one time, but technology can help him govern all the people. It's already happening. So don't kid yourself. It's coming down the pike just as fast as time will take it.
Yeah, and you know, there's becoming more people than politicians and so forth. So, yeah, I mean, look at Hong Kong. They had 2 million in the streets. 2 weeks ago, it was 1 million. Now they have 2 million that's taken to the streets.
Yep.
They can't control that. And I don't know what's going to happen there. But it really is fascinating to see the numbers. And there was a couple of them were peaceful, a couple of them were violent. So there was a lot of violence. So it's really interesting and fascinating. The number 2 million people.
That's a lot of people.
It's a lot of people.
That's 500,000 more than we got in the whole state here.
And but what we are out of is people. I mean, time.
Time.
I think we are out of time, ladies and gentlemen. I'm due. Hey, thank you, Butch, and we'll talk to you tomorrow. And until then, be safe, good night, and God bless.
That's too bad.